we're back, or you're back. You're back. I'm back with Wave Station Live Radio tonight. But if it's not tonight, it's not going to be live. You understand that? So tonight it's live. But if tonight is not tonight, then it will not be live. It'll be canned. I hope that's understandable. That last song was Undercover Secretary by The Suffragettes. They're a four-piece out of Toronto. That song came off of their self-titled release they put it out in 2017. Oops, I wanted to play one more song. Okay. I'm just going to play it, and then I'll tell you about the rest of the set, and we'll skip the Suffragettes. Here you go.
When I saw you in the line, I thought that it was understood that I can't make you mine, but then I never said I would. I came to pass the olive branch to leave the government brown. You didn't say a word to me, just looked straight at the ground.
All right, we're back. Yeah, so that one definitely goes with the set that I played previously and not the following one. So that's why I made that choice. All right, that was The Devil Doesn't Want You, Betrayers. That's off of Betrayers, first of all. They're from Edmonton. They were from Edmonton. And, well, it's saying here that it's off a self-titled release. Hold on a second, but it's also saying something else in Spotify. You know, you just cannot. Oh, 12 songs to haunt you. Yeah, we see this here. 12 songs to haunt you. Yeah, that's what Bandcamp says. Honestly, Bandcamp gets their metadata right, whereas a lot of the other ones don't. But Bandcamp, well, I mean, Bandcamp sometimes says the wrong release dates, compared with, say, music blogs or whatever, because I think Well, there's like a discrepancy potentially between like the artist saying when their music is released and their label or the, you know, distributor or whatever. But generally, Bandcamp is going to tell you who the artist is, where they're from, and when the thing was released. And they'll tell you like what the band themselves wants to say about their music, you know, typically. But anyway, that was Betrayers. Like I was telling you before, the song before that one was Undercover Secretary at the Surfer Jets from Toronto. Before that one, Hey by the Gruesomes from Montreal. They were around in like 19... That one was recorded in 1988. Sort of like very... early garage revival that was happening in Montreal. And Hungama and Kimoshi. Hungama and Kimoshi. I don't know if I'm saying it right. That is the Tandoori Nights. It's a new one by them. When King Khan was visiting in Canada recently, him and Bloodshot Bill got together and recorded it. So yeah, Tandoori Nights, and on the metadata here it says featuring King, Two Scoops, Khan, and Bloodshot Bill. So that was recorded in June, shortly before his visit to Vancouver. Okay, or after maybe. Yeah, I don't remember. June 27th. Before that song we heard I Was a Teenage Werewolf, a cover of The Cramps. By Night Beats, a band out of Seattle. And the release is called Goo Goo Muck, a tribute to the Cramps by various artists. And it includes artists such as Flaming Groovies and The Courettes. It was put out by Cleopatra Records in Los Angeles this year. Okay. That was wave number two. Let's get into wave number three. This is what I got for you now. We'll be right back. That was a chunk of 90s post-hardcore for you. You're back with Wave Station. It's 6 minutes to the top of the second hour. To the top of the... Let's just call it that. We're getting into the second hour of tunes on the Wave Station. For the Wave Stationers. For the Wave Stationer in you. Let's see now. Pulling up my notes here. That was a big chunk there. We started with Crystal Spine. That's a song by Highland Eyeway. They're a Vancouver group that came off of Spirit Wrangler, and they put that EP out in 2021. After that one, we listened to Drive Like Jehu. The song Do You Compute? Didn't realize it was 7 minutes long. Well, I heard about Rick Froberg's passing, rest in peace, and I remembered that song and I just wanted to play it. But yeah, it was just, okay, there's going to be maybe a few songs cut out of this. Well, at least one. There's going to be one song cut tonight. It'll be The Sacrificial Lamb to Rick Froberg. He was in a few bands that people really liked in the 90s and still do. And Drive Like Jehu themselves, that band was from San Diego. They were active from 1990 to 1995. The album that song came off of is Yank Crime, put out in 1994. We heard Lazy Comet by Paul Vo. Out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That came off of today's Active Lifestyles, put out in 1993. And the song we just listened to, if you were with us at that time, was Fly on the Wall, The Jesus Lizard, a band out of Austin, Texas, that came off of Show, the album that they put out in 1994. So now, my friends and listeners, I'm going to tell you that we are broadcasting on 90.1 FM, cjsf.ca. That is campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. The show is called Wave Station. We're broadcasting on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And we do live radio and this show. Wave Station does live radio every second week, usually. Sometimes that changes with things, you know, summertime and scheduling. It's volunteer radio, and we're always looking for volunteers. So I'm putting out the call that I always do. If you like radio, if you like the sound of your own voice, or you don't even have to, actually, because I don't, but... I do like talking, and I like talking to people and communicating and talking about music and, you know, listening to music and discovering music and being a part of it. So if you're interested in any of that, feel free to mosey on over to the station, the main station. I am currently at the satellite station, just for your information and curiosity, if you happen to be. But you know, the headquarters is up on Burnaby Mountain, and you can get there easily on a bus called the 95, straight up Hastings. Or you can, drive a car. Or there's a lot of other ways that you can get there. just go to the station and tell them that you'd like to volunteer, or perhaps you'd like to use some sort of electronic format to do your communication. But they're always looking for volunteers, and I'm just letting you know. If you like it, if you want to write metadata, if you want to write reviews, if you want to sort through the archive, I mean, there's like tons of work. So anyway, putting it out there. Okay. Let's do the next set here. Here you go.
At parade rest, fathers will be driving home.